Hello, hello. It's Bea Bonner back again with another Community Voices story from NPR, Illinois. I am joined in the studio today by the reigning Miss Illinois, Miss Ariel Beverly. She is currently on a statewide media tour, meeting with city officials, representatives, and school boards. She will also be making appearances at local events and various media outlets. Welcome, Ariel.
Hi, thanks for having me.
No problem. Now, before we get too deep into the interview, I want to talk a little bit about you. And I know you're probably tired of talking about yourself, but nevertheless, let's tell our audience, where are you from and how did you get involved with Miss Illinois and pageants in general?
So I grew up in the Quad Cities up in East Moline, and I got involved in competing in 2014. And the way I found out about the Miss America organization was I saw a local title holder talking about the competition at an event, explaining the scholarship opportunities and a chance to perform a talent on stage and really just meet a lot of new people. And so I decided to give it a shot. And when I did, I competed in my first competition and I fell in love with it. I didn't win that one. I didn't win the second or third. I just kept going until I finally succeeded the following year and got my ticket to Miss Illinois. And I ended up competing at Miss Illinois for 2 years, 2014-2015, and then I took a three-year break. I finished school. I attended Illinois State University for art education. I became an art teacher, started my career, and then this year, after my first year of teaching, I decided to give Miss Illinois one more try. And here we are.
Yes, I guess the moral of the story is try and try again until you reach that goal, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay, and so going along with that, why do you think Miss Illinois and pageants in general are so important?
Well, the Miss America organization focuses so much on scholarship. And for example, I'm almost completely out of student debt now thanks to the organization. They're the number one scholarship provider to young women across the country. And that's one of the main focuses of the organization, but also really working on a social impact initiative for each young woman competing. For example, mine is the importance of the arts and education, but every candidate in the organization has their own that they focus on. So we really focus a lot on service, women empowerment altogether, and just making future leaders. So the Miss America organization is very relevant today for those reasons.
I guess going along with what you just said about those specific reasons why the pageants are so important, we're living in a town right now where women are really fighting back against like a lot of societal pressures and different things going on in the world. And I know a lot of times that pageants can be associated with a negative connotation almost. So why is it important for you all to use your platform to kind of fight back against these negative things, you think?
Well, I saw an interesting thing online the other day about how there are so many television shows out there, like America's Got Talent, American Idol. So those showcase talents. There are also shows like America's Next Top Model, things like that, that showcase beauty. And then there's also ones that showcase, you know, women who are doing really interesting things in the world who can speak well. And however, it's some sort of controversy when all of these are thrown together in one competition, which is the Miss America organization. And that's kind of silly to think about it that way, because as the Miss America organization, we've actually done so many amazing things in the world of women empowerment. We have doctors, we have lawyers, we have future policymakers, and somehow it's becoming such an issue that they're all on stage competing against each other. And I don't think that's really the case. It's not much of a controversial competition in any of our eyes. It's a lot about helping each other, making connections to create even better leaders for within each other. And so that's the way I see it. I don't see it as controversial, especially after the fact that the Miss America organization removed the swimsuit portion of competition, because I feel like that's always the most controversial part of a pageant. And so it's really turned more into a scholarship competition at this point.
I love what you just said. And a couple of weeks ago, we had Miss Black Illinois in the studio, and we had a podcast camp for kids. And so we assigned one of our students to interview her, and he didn't really know a lot about pageants, and I don't think he was that thrilled at first to be interviewing her. But when they sat down and talked, he was like, I didn't know you guys did all, you know, these positive things and, you know, really fighting back for the community and really just educating themselves as well by going through the process. So I thought that was really cool for them to highlight. So I really admire you all for really just fighting and going for it and just making positive change, not only for yourselves, but for the people back at home. And you talked about a lot of things about social causes and things that you all have to stand for and you have to pick. And I know when I watch some pageants, some people are fighting to stop world hunger. Some are doing things about stopping violence or even on healthy children. But you're taking a stance for arts and education. So I want to know, what exactly does that mean, and why did you choose to do arts and education?
Well, there are so many schools out there, not just in Illinois, that are having trouble with money, and that usually results in cutting of the arts or sports or just things that they view as not completely necessary. And I'm standing up as a voice saying that they are necessary. They are a vital point and a vital part of a well-rounded education for students. And even if it's something that just keeps them coming to class and being in the building, for example, in low socioeconomic status areas, students who are involved in the arts are 5 times more likely to graduate from high school than their peers that are not involved in the arts. And that statistic is crazy, because graduation rates are one of the biggest issues, I think, right now in education, is just keeping kids in school. And if the arts alone can help make such an impact on graduation of students who really need it the most, I feel, then that should be enough to keep the arts having a solid part in school education. And so that's just one of the reasons that I'm fighting for the arts. They've always had a major impact on me, and I'm a product of my arts education. And so I just want to make sure students across the state and country potentially have the access to the arts the way I did.
I would have to agree, and that's one of the reasons I'm actually sitting here today. So I'm just so thankful for being from Chicago and them taking a stance for arts in our schools, because a lot of our schools are being not getting the funding for art. So that's just crazy to think about. And so I wanted to know, do you have an action plan for how to implement arts in education? And what would kind of be the end goal of your plan?
Right now, we're working on step one, which is simply advocating and just getting the word out about why the arts are important, because so many people just kind of shrug it off. And right now we've shared across the state and just about every media outlet just how important the arts are, convincing the public and policymakers for that. We also are implementing an Arts and Education Day in communities that mayors are making the proclamations. We've got Peoria and Marion on board so far just in the past week. And so we are working community to community to establish those specific days where they can really focus on highlighting what's going on in the arts in their schools, as well as just their community arts programs that they have in their communities. And then after that, we are really going to be working on working up that ladder of policymakers to see what we can make happen once we have all of these voices and communities on board.
Well, it sounds like you already have a good plan in place, and I just love the idea about an Arts and Education Day. I feel like that would bring a lot of awareness. If you didn't have this platform, would you still be able to really accomplish the same goal?
To be honest, I don't think I would be able to make such an impact on the arts and education if I wasn't Miss Illinois. Having this platform, being Miss Illinois, having such an incredible organization behind me and helping me in however ways that I could ask for, I don't think that I would be able to do so. I could eventually make some waves, I'm sure, without this title, but I don't think I could get near as much done in the amount of time that I have already.
Okay, and then going along with that, what's kind of next for you? Where are you headed next? What pageant is next? What are you hoping to do in the next few months?
The next competition is Miss America, and that is December 19th on NBC. So that'll be really exciting, and I'm super excited for that. Something I've always dreamt of, never thinking it would actually happen. But I look forward to sharing what I have to say and what I have plans for being Miss America at Miss America. And preparation for that is underway.
All right. And we're really excited for you. And I'm sure our audience will want to follow your journey. So do you have any social media or ways that we can all follow your journey to Miss America?
I do. I am Miss America IL on pretty much every social media platform. But I also have a website, includethearts.com, with information about how individuals just around the state can help this conversation for including the arts in education. And as many people out there that have any sort of impact on their life from the arts, I encourage them to visit the website and see how they can help.